afternoon, and here we are back with looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, April 10, 2024. We're here in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre. My name is Kay. I'm one of your readers, along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Okay.
Nearly lost myself in words there. It's always good to be back here.
Yes.
And we've got Les, and you're working in the background as volunteers here in the Cultural Heritage Centre. So you might hear some keyboards clicking. Oh, there's a cricket in the background. Mm. Just what we need. 150 years ago, cricket. Oh, good heavens.
Yes.
A cricket match was played on Easter Monday between the young men of the Gawler Stores establishment and a party formed by a selection of one from each of the other stores. The play, as hardly calculated on either side to excite the rivalry of the All Englanders, but that was owing to chiefly to the ball being too hard to stop or hit and too slippery to catch in the fielding. I hope that sentence makes sense to someone. Two or three players distinguished themselves by making scores, but the remainder found that making cricket scores was slightly different from croquet or billiards. The Gawler Store hands prove the winners, but any report of the scores, it is suggested to us, may as well be omitted. I don't think anyone scored very well.
No. I tried to find out who the Gawler Stores was, but there's no specific. If you Google Gawler Stores, you just get a whole
stores
lot.
In Gawler?
Yeah, the current ones. Plus, the Gawler Stores in Tasmania. So I found out there was a town in Tasmania called Gawler.
Yes.
Which I didn't know
I
about.
I did know that. I think is there another Gawler in Australia?
Just the Gawler. One in Tasmania.
It's just the Tasmanian one. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know we were not. I thought we were unique. So
no, apparently not.
But yes, there were about seven different stores in Gawler. I calculate around that time.
Okay.
So it could have been any one
all
of those
stores. But I wonder if we've got something about it in the collection here.
Probably might.
I might have a look
might
up
to have a
five.
Yes.
If I remember to look it up.
Yeah. But it was probably pretty much a general store. It was pretty early. 70s?
150 years ago, 1870s.
Yeah, 1870s. It was a busy, thriving metropolis then.
Ooh, yeah.
Very
yeah.
busy. And, of course, this was the town that everyone came to for the whole region. So Smithfield, they came here.
Yeah.
Now everyone from here goes down to Manapara, but
well,
then
because Manapara wasn't meant to happen.
No.
It was meant to be, well, Elizabeth even longer
None
ago.
None of that. There was
no.
From here, the next sort of place was Salisbury.
Salisbury and then Enfield. When we moved out to Two Wells, Mum used to shop at Enfield.
Mm.
Because she didn't like going back to Tea Tree Gully or Clovercrest where she used to shop. And I would have thought that Clovercrest would have been easier. But I think Enfield had the bank she needed as well.
Right, yeah.
And then after a few years, then she started to shop here in Gawler and she just continued shopping here all of the rest of her life. So Gawler has a big hinterland.
It does. And 150 years ago, it was bigger.
Oh, massive.
It was huge.
Massively important.
So it was the place everyone came to. So I'll move on. 100 years ago, duty on brandy. The attempt of the wine-growing section of the community to make markets for their goods by lowering the excise has been met by a counter-move on the part of the federal government, putting the extra charge on the duty on foreign liquor. This means that instead of the Australian producer paying less excise, the foreigner will pay more to get his brandy into the country. It might seem to be immensely beneficial to the producer to have the extra duty because it will make all the locally held spirits produced before the duty worthy more. I think it means worth more. Mm. The difficulty, however, is that the local producer will not be able to win a single foreign customer in this procedure.
Mm. Yeah, they'll just pay more for what they're importing.
Yes, and back then, Australian brandy probably wasn't the highest quality on the foreign market.
I don't know. Our wine industry actually won prizes from very early on.
It just probably wasn't respected.
Oh, it wasn't respected, no.
When I first went to England, they would almost joke about Australian wines. And then when I went back, just within the space of about 8 years, Australian wines were hugely popular.
Mm, mm.
So we cracked that market, but it wasn't really until the 1980s that we cracked the overseas market. Mm. People actually began to respect our wines.
Yeah, and that's when the French started to say, oh, well, you can't call your white wine champagne. You have to That has to come from the Champagne region of France.
Because suddenly they realised that someone was actually making better champagne than they were.
50 years ago, shortage of local homes now critical. There was an acute shortage of homes in the district, local land agents said. They said there was an increasing demand for older type and new homes by people in the city and near metropolitan areas, but few were being accommodated. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Many people who could not find a suitable home or lacked finance were being forced to live in small flats and caravans. The local shortage reflects the statewide housing situation, which has been described as the worst since the Depression. Well, there you go.
Yeah. What?
Everything, it just happens over and over again, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Yeah. So, 25 years ago, Woolworths support. Gawler traders have indicated their overwhelming support for Woolworths coming to Gawler. A survey conducted by the Bunyip showed traders can't wait for the Woolworths supermarket and Big W discount department store to be built at the Reed Street site. They feel it will revitalise the town centre and stop people heading further south for their shopping.
Well, I think they hope it would keep all the shoppers in Gawler rather than going down to Manapouri, but we could never compete with...
Look, I shop at Woolworths. Well, I'm not shopping at Woolworths at Virginia anymore because the cafe's shut down. So I like to go and have lunch and then do my shopping.
Yes.
So now I'm starting to do it at Drake's at Angle Fire. It's a little bit further, but they have a nice little coffee shop there. But, you know, I'll go to Manapouri quite if I want to do a bigger, more department store. Like I'll go to Kmart or Harvey Norman or one of those big block type buildings. And sometimes I go down to Elizabeth, but I haven't been to Elizabeth much since COVID because it's just very constricted to me.
Yeah.
And I realised lately that I actually do socially distance quite a bit.
Sorry, it's just me sitting next to you.
Yeah.
But I think it's become instinctive to keep
it
away.
Is.
And if anyone coughs, I'll almost run to the next aisle
avoid
them. By birth, and I try to say to myself, people cough all the time, it's normal, but you still...
But it's how they cough. Sometimes, you just think, no, mate, you know, and I'll just cover my nose and I'll just sort of do a big loop around.
The only reason I do leave Gawler to shop, really, is to get prints done now, because I can't get
Of course. You have to go to Officeworks?
Yes,
Anyhow, we digress. 10 years ago, Gawler wins elusive bowls crown. Gawler put the finishing touches on a superb 2013-14 season with a thrilling one-shot victory in the Premier League Division 2 North Grand Final. Wow, that's a mouthful. Premier League Division 2 North Grand Final. Gawler made amends for its loss in last season's decider with a win that was well-deserved after two dominant years. Okay, so they dominated last year but didn't win. Okay, or like the year before, 2012-13.
Yes.
So that's it for this week, Jeanette. Nothing about the weather.
No,
Nothing about crops.
No, crops, no weather. Housing, we've had housing.
Housing, we've got sport with the...
Yeah, topical.
And cricket and bowls.
Two sports, but yeah.
And a shortage of homes.
Mm.
And, of course, we've got to talk about brandy.
Very important to talk about liquor. Got to talk about brandy.
Yeah, so that's it.
Yes.
All done for this week. We'll see you or speak to you again next week.
Next week, okay. Till then.
For all life's signs.